This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org.
You're listening to episode 57 of the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. Today's devotion comes from John 12:3, but to give it context, we will start in verse 1. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Pure nard, an expensive perfume, as the scripture says, was one of the most precious oils of that time. It was used as a perfume and a medicine to treat insomnia, chronic fatigue and stress, weak immune systems, and depression. So what went into this bottle? Well, we know from verse 5 that it was worth a year's wages, 365 days every single day. Many, many hours of work, labor, sacrifice went into this bottle. Now, I don't know about you, but when I go shopping, normally my first stop is in the clearance rack. And oh, especially when you get a good deal, that adrenaline rush that pulses through your veins. But not in Mary's case. This bottle was very precious to her, yet she broke it open, poured it on Jesus' feet, and wiped his feet with her hair. What did breaking open the bottle represent? It represented provision. What Mary was saying is, Lord, you are my shelter, my hiding place, my safety, my protection. Lord, you are my bread, my nourishment. You are my drink. You quench my thirst. You are my source of life. It also represented work, labor, sacrifice of time, energy, and resources. What she was saying is, Lord, you are my rest. You became the ultimate sacrifice. You took my place. It was a sweet-smelling perfume. So, Lord, you are my fragrance. I wear your scent. It was one of the most precious oils. She was saying, Lord, you mean more to me than anything else in this world. It was used medicinally. Lord, you restore, refresh. You are my peace. You are my healer, my strength, my fortitude, my protection. You are my joy, the source of my happiness, my contentment. Basically, what Mary was saying is, Lord, every single day, you and you alone are my all in all. You are all I need. Wow. You didn't realize how much went into a single bottle. Do you know that you have a bottle too? You are the bottle. Break open your bottle. Break open your bottle at the feet of King Jesus. Pour it out. Pour it out. Pour out your hopes, dreams, passions, desires, longings, your gifts, your talents, your successes, your failures, your worries, fears, and anxiety, your need to control too. Pour it all out. Pour it out until nothing is left but empty space in an empty vessel. Empty space for Him to fill with His glory. With His glory. Drip with His glory. So everything and everyone you touch is left with a residue of His glory. And wherever you go and whatever you do, you will fill that place with the fragrance of Him. You see, Mary pouring out the contents of her bottle was not only a prophetic act, but it was deep, intimate worship between herself and her King. Remember, she was at a party and she didn't care. Wow, talk about vulnerability. She didn't care. Her adoration and devotion to Him was the most important. Pour out your bottle. If this is resonating with you, pray this with me. Lord, I empty myself before you. I give it all to you. Now, start naming those things that you have been holding on to so tightly and name them one by one to the Lord. Is it your ministry? Is it your job? Is it your children? Is it your unfulfilled dreams? Whatever it is, pour it out. There is freedom in the surrender. Oh, there is freedom in the surrender. If you need to pause this podcast, then do so, but take time to pour it all out. Then come back and repeat after me. Now, Lord, fill me with your glory and your presence. I want to be saturated by you. I want to be dripping with your glory, Lord. I want to smell like you, Jesus. When I walk into a room, I want the fragrance of your presence to permeate every corner. Amen. Bottles were made to be filled up, poured out, filled up, poured out, filled up, poured out. Break open your bottle daily. Empty yourself at the feet of King Jesus daily. Be filled to overflowing with him daily. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. If you would like to access more resources on this topic, make sure you check out our free resource page where we have questions, activations, and a fine selection of music for your devotional journey. Thank you for making us a part of your devotional time. As always, stay hungry and keep seeking.